Welcome back to Not That Deep. I'm Bree.
And I'm Jenna.
And we're back with another fun, lighthearted episode for you today. We're going to be reading some of the worst wedding stories. I'm really excited about this. But first,
yeah, do you have anything that went south at your wedding that you'd love to share?
Oh, anything? Oh, yes, yeah? Actually. Okay. So we got married at this, like, clubhouse. Oh, you would call it a clubhouse, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Beaufort. And we paid a fee and were told we had the entire clubhouse.
Oh, I know what you're going to tell.
Rented from, like, I don't know, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. that night or 9 p.m. It was, like, mm-hmm. a little over 12-hour yeah. period. And that we were going to be the only guests, there. And we had the whole place to ourselves. No issues. I assumed that that would be the case. And we just went about our day. We started getting ready. Well, our wedding was like at 4:30 in the afternoon. And as we were getting ready, I hear a lot of commotion outside. I hear a lot of splashing around in the pool. There was an entire group of people swimming, causing a ruckus, blasting their music, coming into the clubhouse, splattering their little wet feet.
There was water everywhere.
It was disgusting.
They were tracking it everywhere.
And we had moved a lot of the furniture that was in the reception hall, or like the, I don't know, whatever that room was. A lot of the furniture out into the gym that they had, because we only needed a few tables and we wanted it to be mainly open for like dancing and stuff. So people were trying to go into the gym to work out and they were complaining about how crowded it was. I was so stressed and so angry. I was like, you're kidding me. We paid all this money. Mm-hmm. And for what? So I messaged the manager, the property manager, and I was like, hi, hey, it's me. I'm getting married today. Like, you told me that no one else would be on this in this clubhouse from this time to this time, but there's people splashing around in the pool. It's a whole problem. Like, what can we do about it? And she was like, oh, I made sure that they would be out by, you know, 4 o'clock. No, that's unacceptable. That's not what you told me mm-hmm. when we signed the contract and all of that. So eventually, I think one of my aunts actually went out to the pool and spoke with these people because I simply could not do it. I was too upset. But also, like, I didn't need to worry about that, you know? It's my wedding day, okay? So I think one of them ended up taking care of it, and everybody left, and it was fine by the time my ceremony came around. But I was so upset. Like, water all over the floor. People in and out of this clubhouse while we're, like, trying to get ready. I'm trying to change into my dress. Like, we're doing hair and makeup. It was, like, so infuriating. These people, they were obnoxious. I was not happy. I was not happy. One of the biggest things I think that bothered me was the manager, like, never apologized.
I remember that.
She was just kind of like,
too bad, so sad.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to be gone by the time of your wedding. Like, I don't understand the problem. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. What? It was
shocking.
Yeah, shocking. What about you?
Nothing went wrong.
Except for the fact that your best friend missed it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I would say is that right as we were getting ready to walk down the aisle, if you're unfamiliar, my husband and I walked down the aisle together. It was a choice that I made. I didn't have my dad walk me. He still, like, gave me away once I got down there. But our song comes on. We're getting ready to go. We're getting ready to go. Walk down the aisle. And Bree's husband, Steven, comes blazing up and is like, oh my gosh. And I'm looking at my wedding planner and she's like, absolutely not. You're not going in there. And I said, let him in. Just let him in. Just crack the door open. Let him in. And I think I said to him too, like, go in and sit down in the first pew. Like,
yeah.
And he did, of course. Of course, Bree was nowhere to be found because of him. We'll never let him live it down. Ever. Steven, you're never living it down.
Yeah.
That was probably the only thing, but it wasn't even a problem. It's just like, just let him in. Like, if we don't make it a big deal, it won't be a big deal. And I certainly wasn't angry at the time. I was just like, of course, it's Steven.
Right. You just were not phased.
And it was fine. Everything else went off with, I think, without a hitch.
Yeah.
Dinner was fun with everybody.
Mm.
Yeah. You know what was ruined? Sorry. It wasn't my actual wedding, but let me just say. So, if you're new here, you might not be aware. I wanted to elope That sounded great to me. And to make everybody happy, I had a very small wedding instead. I didn't want to have a reception. We just had like muffins and a coffee bar outside. It was a big hit so that everybody had refreshments. And then afterward, all of my family went elsewhere and my new husband and I went and had dinner with only our friends. Best decision I've ever made. Oh, I totally forgot that Steven was like high on pain meds.
Yeah.
He was out of it.
So out.
Best decision ever.
It was Benadryl, by the way, not pain meds.
Oh, okay. So that was the plan. The next day I had planned that if family was up for it, we'd go have breakfast with family and then we'd do whatever we wanted with our first day as a married couple. Maybe we'd spend the, you know, like the whole day like bopping around. Mm-hmm. I don't know, something fun. Well, what ended up happening instead was that I get up first thing in the morning. My husband's brother, his aunt, who I don't know, first time I met her, his aunt and her husband or partner, I don't know if they're married, like wanted to come over. I was like, sure, I thought they'll come over for like an hour and then we'll go have brunch. They stayed the entire afternoon. When they finally left, and of course, I had to make small talk with a stranger. I'm like, I just got married. Why are you in my house?
That is so...
They finally leave, except for his brother. Finally, at like 8 or 9 at night, I left the living room and I went in the bedroom. And my husband, of course, came in because I was sitting between the wall and the bed, just like, I'm so overstimulated. I'm so angry. I was trying to be kind.
You didn't even get to
go to brunch?
He
and his brother were out here playing... Crash Bandicoot or whatever.
Oh no.
He comes back in there. I was like, Cole, I'm going to lose my mind. First of all, your brother's being so loud. He's been here all day. We had a plan. I've not seen any of my family at all. Your family rudely just came over, and then loitered, wasted our entire day. He needs to leave.
Like,
this is our second night married. I want him gone. So Cole, he didn't leave right away, but he made him quiet down. And then when I think, got upset enough, the brother was sent away. But I was fit to be tied. I had my cute outfit on all day. I was ready to go. Never got to leave the house that day.
Oh,
didn't get to see any of my family who came from out of town too. Didn't get to go out, have brunch as a married. I was so excited. Nothing. And I, to this day, am angry about it, clearly. And every once in a while, I let him know how angry I still am. Of course, he was very apologetic. He was 23. Like,
yeah,
poor decisions were made. I love him to death. He would, of course, now at almost 30, would never have allowed that to happen. But, you know, grace. Anyway.
Grace was given that.
That time. Really ticked me off. Really That's, ticked me off.
Yeah, I would have been quite livid about
the
that.
The audacity to show up at someone's private residence and then stay all day
business.
Talking about yourself, too. Like, they weren't even trying to get to know me or anything. Just talking about themselves. Sitting around. Oh.
Yeah, no. I would have had to say, you guys can leave now.
That's
There's
my rant.
The door.
Well, see, here's the thing, too. I now, of course, if I were getting married now, that wouldn't have happened.
No.
And I wouldn't have been like, I'm upset. I would have been like, all right, you guys, it's time for you to go.
Yeah.
This stayed long. Well, first of all, they wouldn't have been allowed to come over.
Well, yeah.
They'd be like, sure, you can come meet us and my family for brunch.
Absolutely.
But you can't come over to my house.
Do you think if you...
I don't know why I'm shouting. I'm sorry. I'm heated.
Do you think if you had to redo it, you would say, like, screw the wedding, we're going to elope?
Oh, or absolutely. I tell Cole that all the time.
Yeah.
But it wasn't my choice. There were family members that insisted. And also, Cole wanted his family to be there. So more than anything, I didn't push the elopement issue for him because it was his wedding day too, and he wanted his parents to be there.
Yeah.
So I still, though, deeply regret having an actual wedding with people because inevitably other family members insisted that people they wanted to be there had to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, I've been waiting decades for this.
Well,
why should I have anybody there that makes me uncomfortable?
But yeah, that's unacceptable. Well, I'm sorry that you had to make that decision. And it sucks that the only person that mattered wasn't even there.
I know. All I wanted was my best friend to be there, and she wasn't there.
I sat...
Where were you that whole time?
In my car.
Did you even come for after the ceremony?
Oh, yeah.
Were you there? Because I feel like I didn't get to see you.
Yep, I was there.
I didn't get to see you.
Yeah, I was there right... I mean, the moment... somebody walked through the door and I knew it was over. Mm-hmm. I came to the chapel. I went inside. I saw everything. I was around while they were taking, like, family pictures.
Yeah.
We had some coffee and, like, little treats. And then we went to dinner with y'all, obviously.
Well, yeah.
But,
I remember that part, clearly.
I was painfully just staring at the chapel, knowing, like, you guys, they're literally getting married right now, and I cannot. I'm just sitting in my car. Yeah.
That breaks my heart.
It breaks mine, too.
And we never, ever received our wedding video. So that is you can't even watch the ceremony. Yeah. It's just sitting on a SD card somewhere.
What a dirtbag.
Who knows?
So real quickly, talking about wedding stories makes me immediately think of Love is Blind. And I need to know, are you watching any of this season 6 that's out right now on Netflix?
Unfortunately, I don't like trash TV. My husband enjoys it. He thinks it's hilarious. So Love is Blind has been playing in our home. So I'm familiar enough with stuff that's going on. A lot of the time I'm on TikTok with my earbuds in, but
yeah.
I do know enough of what's going on so that I can trash talk with him because he seems to enjoy that. I really hate it. I hate it so much.
What is your take on Chelsea and Jimmy? And the fact that she, even though the whole experiment is supposed to be like based on the heart and getting to know each other and like not having any influence based on looks.
Mm-hmm.
But she told Jimmy, you know, people often tell me I look like Megan Fox. And then they meet and he thought otherwise.
Yes.
What do you think about the whole thing?
Well, first of all, what was not aired was that he made a statement about who he looked like first and asked her. She didn't bring that up.
Right.
That was edited to make her look a certain way.
Right. Of course.
And she also made a point when she said, well, people tell me I look like Megan Fox to say, I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't agree. No other part of me. It's just my face looks like Megan Fox. So, well, her defense, like, she didn't make some big claim.
And she didn't even say her face. She said, I think it's because of my dark hair and blue eyes.
Right.
So, it wasn't this big. But he, I think in that moment, made a decision like, oh, she must be, like, so hot, drop-dead gorgeous. And then when they met, he literally, on television,
like, said, she lied to me.
She does not look like Megan Fox.
So I absolutely believe that from her eyes to her nose,
She
looks like early 2000s Megan Fox.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Especially I've seen TikToks and other things now comparing the photos.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yes.
Now the shape of her face, mouth, and everything is different. But yes, very similar features to
pre-plastic surgery.
Pre-plastic surgery, yes.
Because Megan Fox doesn't even look like Megan Fox anymore.
I agree. I just felt so bad for her. His reaction to meeting her and bro, you do realize that she's going to see this? She's going to hear you say that?
Well, but also, have you taken a gander in the mirror lately, sir?
That's the thing.
Not that there's anything wrong with the way he looks, but he was behaving like he was
the hottest man alive. Rare
beauty of a man. And she looks nothing like, I mean, like, come on. Like, let's be fair. They're equally matched in looks. Why are you making a big deal out of this? Because he said he looked like some football player. I don't remember the name of.
Yeah.
But I saw a picture side-by-side comparison. I was like, okay, your claim was just as outrageous, if you're going to call it that, as hers was.
Yeah.
So get over yourself. Rude.
I love this show, you guys. I love it.
And I hate it.
I can't wait for the weddings because...
I'm dreading every episode that comes out.
I've been waiting.
So was Cole. He's like, new episode. I'm like, please, please don't turn it on.
When they met, like, their exes, in quotes, you know, that was interesting. I just think, in my opinion, I would not be surprised if, well, Amy and Johnny, I think, are the most.
He gives me Cole vibes.
He gives me straight Cole vibes.
Who are they?
He's the one with the longer hair, and he's very, like surfer dude, but also very particular in his speech. He gives me, like, surfer dude vibes that also has his NBA. Like,
are you talking about?
And the Latina.
Oh!
Girl.
Yeah. Yes! Okay.
Every time he's on the screen, I'm like... Like, he's just, for some reason, the way he carries himself reminds me of Cole. But anyway, I think they're the most, I have the most hope for them. Like, I think that they could work. The other ones are just toxic, bad. I would not be surprised if nobody gets married. Oh, and the drama. I'm excited.
I'm excited. Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm glad that you're excited.
I'm very excited.
You and Cole can share your opinions. He loves it. He'll look up at me and be like, I love trash TV. Like, oh my gosh.
And you're like, please. So yeah, that was just as soon
it's
as
all around. He's, you know what he's so excited for? He keeps telling me, I'm so excited for the reunion. He's so excited. I'm like, who did I marry? Who is this
a male
man?
Version of me?
Oh, no, we've said that for so long.
I know. It's true, though. It's true.
That's why you and I are friends.
I know.
And Steven and I are more like, ugh.
So true.
I'm sorry, buddy. We keep
waking up. Oh, my gosh. Shall we dive into some of these stories?
Sure. Would you like to start?
Sure.
I'm going to open it so I can follow along with you. I don't remember what this is.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. All right.
Clearly, you're enthralled.
Sorry. Okay. This is...
You don't have to read. That's for us.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Brother's wedding in December in the Northwest. They had all the guests show up 2 hours before the ceremony with nowhere to wait, with no warning. As in, we did not have access to the church or a reception building until the ceremony started. No seats, no protection from the elements, no bathrooms, no food or drink. People dressed in their absolute best wandered on the lawns in the cold wind for a while before just getting back into their chairs to avoid freezing while the wedding party took photos. Oh my gosh. We watched in our cars in the parking lot as they took photos around the grounds. Eventually, an hour and a half later, someone from the wedding party had to go car to car to tell people they could go into the heated church for the ceremony. Some left instead.
That's shocking.
I know. That's poor planning at its finest. The bride's side is from money, so a lot of her guests were pissed beyond reason and spent their time looking for a manager, Karen's, and spreading hate and discontent. Groom's side hunkered down, stayed silent while polite and supportive, and built the foundations of a grudge that will never go away. I love the way this person is telling the story.
Great storyteller.
Yeah. The ceremony and reception were beautiful, but everything was tainted with resentment for being disregarded like that by the couple. Everyone was pissed, but pretending to be happy and polite, considering how much money it all obviously cost. Then people got drunk. The energy got dangerous. We left before the fights broke out. It was crazy to learn they spent enough money to buy a house on their wedding.
Oh my God.
But did not consider their guests enough to provide a warm, safe place for their families to wait while they did their own thing. It made everyone feel like a pawn in their wedding game.
I don't understand. Why would you have anyone show up 2 hours
that is
in advance?
Beyond, I don't understand.
And there, where did he say they are? The December in the Northwest.
Yeah,
that's cold.
Very cold.
That's real cold. That makes no sense.
Somebody commented and said, two different styles of resentment, but I respect both. Wow.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's...
Wow.
That is quite the story, and I would have hated to be a guest at that wedding.
That would have been miserable.
Yeah.
Do you like going to weddings in general?
Less and less now. I used to love attending a wedding.
Me too.
I loved getting all dressed up. Steven was my date. We would dance, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I've been to enough.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen enough.
I've seen what I needed to see.
Yeah. All of my people are married.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, those are the exciting ones. And now it's just kind of like, now we have to dress up.
Does it feel like
a
burden?
We have to bring a gift. We have to, you know, like it's just a whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes me sound terrible, but that's the truth. That do be how I feel.
Okay, this one's super short. We had to get up before dawn. Immediately, no.
No, yeah. Mm-mm.
I will be asleep. Okay? Before dawn?
I will show up in my PJs.
Drive up a mountain to stare into the rising sun. While the minister read a passage from all of the 7 major world religions.
Absolutely no.
Wouldn't that take... Forever. Well, but just a passage. It's not necessarily long. Then the bride and groom threw rice on us.
Why?
The wedding cake was gluten-free, wheat-free, sugar-free, and tasted like a wax candle.
Oh, no.
You know, that is something that's a pet peeve. Yeah. I understand. I have dietary restrictions. that does not mean that everyone else needs to abide by my dietary restrictions.
Correct.
Like, have a separate gluten-free, wheat-free, sugar-free cake for yourself.
Like a little one.
Yeah, and then give your guests
what they want.
Get up before the sun.
Yeah. Three rice on them.
At least feed them some sugar.
Yeah.
You know? That's the least you could do for somebody.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Had a female cousin get married in a Southern Baptist ceremony. It was all about her being subservient and listening to him, letting him make all the important decisions. Mm-hmm. It was as bad as you can imagine. I kept tapping my wife and telling her we needed to renew our vows in this church while laughing. They were married only a few months.
Shocking. Please.
Could have called that one.
I would have just walked off.
Yeah.
Just walked off. Like, no, this marriage is going to be a hard pass for me.
Yeah, actually...
You lost me at subservient.
Yeah. I stopped listening.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about because of our background.
Yeah.
How close to home that hits.
Yeah.
Oof. Listen, I'm all for following leadership when there's mutual respect.
Yes.
In a situation, be like, I trust you. I love this feeling. Sorry. I trust you. Like, okay. Subservient? Mm.
Yeah, that's a hard pass.
It's a no. An absolute no. All right, moving on. I went to a wedding where the groom was left standing at the altar. Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
The bride's dad walked to the front, told everyone that his daughter had changed her mind, and he insisted that everyone should go to the reception hall to enjoy the music and food. Well, that was kind.
But how do you do that?
What do you mean?
Like, there was no wedding. This is so awkward, but we're just going to go dance and eat. Like, I couldn't do that. I'd have to leave. I mean, that's me personally.
I'd probably go dance and eat.
He'd be like, free food.
Yeah, literally. And a dance floor? Say less.
Yes.
Okay. At the reception hall. Oh, no. Here we go.
No.
At the reception hall, a brawl broke out between the two families that escalated among some guests taking sides. Plates were thrown, tables knocked over, ice sculptures knocked over in the faces of small children. A child was injured, cut by something on her forehead. An elderly guest began having chest pains and collapsed.
Gosh.
Management called the police, and for an ambulance, I left through the kitchen.
I left through the kitchen, as you should have.
Wow.
That is quite the ceremony and reception.
Why would anyone who wasn't directly affected start brawling?
Yeah, people...
You're too invested. There's music. Why are you brawling?
Yeah. No.
You did
this
for what?
Don't ask questions. Eat the food. You're fine.
Sit down. Be quiet. Eat the food.
Brother-in-law's wedding. They did the smash the cake in each other's face, but he kind of punched her in the face with some cake. She ran off into the bathroom with the ladies, and it was just awkward after that. If Steven punched me in the cake with
a annulment.
Face... Punched me in the face with cake is what I meant. He acted like he was going to shove it in my face. We had multiple conversations before it. Because, you know, Steven, like, of course he would do something like that.
Yeah.
So I said, absolutely not. And I think he ended up touching, like, the tip of my nose with it. And I was like, okay, that's enough. Stop it. Thankfully, he did not go the extra mile. But I was convinced that he was going to push the envelope on that. But he did not. I would have had some words.
I think it's so disrespectful.
I think it is too. You just paid all of that money and sat for someone to do your makeup for your wedding. You feel beautiful. Probably the most beautiful you've ever felt if, you know, if it all goes well. And you're having your day, your moment.
Yep.
You're the princess in the room, like, you know.
Yeah.
And your husband doesn't
all of that ruined
enough to not shove cake in your face?
It's unbelievably disrespectful. And I think that goes to, like, don't shove cake in your husband's face either. It's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
But also, men are inherently so much stronger than women.
Yeah.
So it's completely different. If you try to put cake in a guy's face, he can pretty much overpower you. Ha ha ha. But when men do it,
there's nothing you can
do. They will wrestle you to the ground. Like, are you kidding me?
I want to know who started that tradition and why did people think that was a good idea? Like, that's not cute.
Uh-oh. I think it's kind of trashy, to be honest. Trashy and disrespectful.
I do too. Also, how did that just happen? Cool. So I'm out of chapstick. Sorry.
Okay. This one's a little bit longer. I worked this one. It was a dramatic shift, but everyone left, so I got off early and the bride left a big tip to apologize. I'd rather have worked late and got a smaller tip if it meant she had had the wedding of her dreams.
Aww.
The father of the bride got into quite an aggressive argument with the best man. The best man was brother of the groom because he had hit on his niece, who was 17. The best man didn't know she was 17 and was actually only 19 himself. Okay, please.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding
me?
Come on. It's not like he was a 40-year-old man.
Right.
And also, depending on when your birthday falls, that could be a mere year. That's a legality.
And why is this the time and place? Anyway, like to...
But
be upset
to get
about
upset
that.
About a 19-year-old hitting on a 17-year-old
is a joke. Like, come on.
The only,
get over yourself.
The only thing about that is that legally, like, she's under 18, but
right.
That's
but
not weird, and that's not predatory.
No, not at all.
In my opinion, to be that close in age, especially if you're not a fresh 17 and you're a fresh 19, are you kidding? You're both practically 18.
Yeah. Seriously.
But listen, that'd be a different story if that was a full-blown grown man.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately Absolutely. Jail time.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. He was 19 himself, but understood it definitely was not okay, and she was still a minor. Good, he's being respectful. Okay, fine. He was mortified when he found... Okay, I'm not going to get into... We don't know how big the age gap is, technically, because of their birthdays. But don't you agree
but
that that's silly? Like,
even if it is a full 2 years.
What if she was a week away from turning 18? I do think you have to be careful when the age gap is that tiny, when they're that close in age. And what if there was a history, well, there wasn't history, but like if we want to extrapolate that out, what if you had known each other and your boyfriend now is over the age limit? Like,
right. And now all of a sudden,
are you going to now claim that that's somehow bad because she's a minor? Like, wait. Let me be clear though.
Like you were minor 2 days ago.
I'm not advocating for
no
inappropriate relationships,
correct.
Inappropriate age gaps at all.
No. However.
I feel like this is a little much given the ages.
Yes, I agree. Especially to have an aggressive argument at a wedding.
And especially when the young man was being very respectful. Like, oh, I didn't realize that she wasn't 18, 19.
And I'm sorry.
Like, come on.
The father of the bride is causing this. Like, if my father? Ooh.
Yeah, this guy was mortified when he found out and confronted about it. It was awkward, but they agreed it was a misunderstanding. The night went on. There you go.
Perfect.
What's the issue? He's being respectful. A lot of drinks later, they were all on the dance floor. I was collecting glasses, so I happened to be in the center of this. The best man was chatting to the 17-year-old to the side of the dance floor. This is the 19-year-old chatting to the 17-year-old. Oh, I lost my place. Oh, and I could hear that he was apologizing to her for what had happened earlier. I definitely wasn't lingering to hear their conversation, because it was a genuine apology. The following events were completely unnecessary.
Oh, here we go.
The father of the bride saw them talking, and without hesitation, came over and punched the best man square in the face. Upon seeing this, the groom ran over to the father of the bride and punched him back.
Oh, dear Lord.
This ended up in a full-on brawl between multiple very drunk members of the family. The bride got in between them to break it up, and she unfortunately got hit, and her eyes started to swell. This is worse than the 19-year-old flirting with the 17-year-old and then being like, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
You should not have alcohol at a wedding.
Kidding me?
Please.
I managed to swoop in and take her off as my manager came running out of the kitchen to break it up. The bride was in tears, her day ruined. The bride, her mother, and stepdad hung around to pay the bar tab and clear their belongings and explained to me that she hadn't wanted to invite her dad. Okay, so he's a bit of a troublemaker.
Interesting.
He always causes problems and was very aggressive and argumentative. And she knew he would somehow ruin her day, but she invited him to save drama before the wedding. She also explained that her husband punching him wasn't just because he hit her brother, but was from years of him having to sit back and see her deal with this behavior.
Mm.
The dad was ruining her day just like she thought he would, and then managed to assault his brother. The police were called, but nobody pressed charges, unfortunately. I'd love to know where they are now. I hope they managed to have a very happy life together.
I feel bad,
you know,
for that girl.
People that make any situation somehow about them.
I can't stand them.
Rageful.
Yeah.
Makes me rageful.
Ugh. Ooh, okay. So we have one more. A family member's wedding in October 2020 when COVID lockdowns were still going strong.
God, do you remember that? Doesn't
that
it feel like that? How many, was that 4 years ago?
4 years
ago.
That
feels like it was a
yesterday.
Year max.
I'm like, how have we, somebody said, who I was talking to somebody at work because I started working at BMH in 2019, March of 2019.
Yeah.
So it was like just a year of ER time before COVID hit.
Yeah.
And we were talking about when we started, and I said, I've worked here for a couple of years. And I was like, I've been here for 5 years. That's shocking. Insane. Like it feels like COVID was literally just yesterday. And here it is ramping up again. Oh, anyway, don't get me started. They did not believe COVID was real. Shocker. The invites were via Facebook. If you didn't have
Facebook,
if you didn't have a Facebook, you would get a screenshot of the Facebook invite via text.
I know everything I need to know.
I know, right? We had to bring. Oh,
okay, wow!
Come on. Okay. We had to bring our own chair, our own drinks, and our own chairs.
Oh, I guess they were real heated about the chairs.
And we're reminded to bring gifts.
Make sure you bring something to sit, bring a drink, and bring me a gift.
And your gift. Please don't forget that.
Here's a screenshot of your wedding invite.
So ghetto. The ceremony was in a farm field. We all stood around because we had no idea where to go. And you probably forgot to bring your chairs. The music was played off an iPhone and was so windy that no one could hear it. The bride came riding down on a horse.
Mm. Oh.
And her father was wearing a full cowboy outfit and hat. Oh, I'm thinking like chaps and everything.
Were these cowboys though? Or are these people just dressing up as cowboys? Did this girl know how to ride a horse? I need more context.
The bridesmaids all wore mixed, vibrant colored dresses and had no idea what they were doing or where to go. Oh. The reception, in quotes, took place on what was supposed to be a very large tent for spacing. It fit maybe 20 of the 80 people that came. My partner and I ended up leaving to eat elsewhere because the dinner was everyone bringing a dish to pass during COVID.
No, absolutely not.
We later found out.
COVID potluck.
Ew.
Gah.
We later found out the photographers were upset because they thought they were hired for a 2-hour couples photo shoot and not a wedding. Many people also got COVID.
Of course.
Because he didn't eat the food. That's why he didn't.
A bunch of people crammed under a tent, hacking up COVID germs.
I have become so much more aware of, okay, like when I go to potluck, so like when we have a potluck at work.
Yeah.
I'm very careful. I inspect that food. Mm-hmm. And then even like 9 times out of 10, I'm probably not going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I know that it's like packaged or like safe from someone's home. Like,
yeah.
I saw a picture and it was like, this is why I don't eat at potlucks. And it was a person cooking like something. And then when you start looking in the surrounding, there's like, I don't know, like just dust everywhere and dirty counters and dirty bowls just stacked up and a cat and a cat sitting up on the counter like, you know,
cats.
And I'm just like, oh, and this is the worst part. There was a bag of kitty litter. Again, it's not used, but still a bag of kitty litter sitting on the counter right next to the mixing bowl.
Okay. See, yeah.
No, like, if I don't know,
mm-hmm.
Ew, you never know. You never know the type of environment these people are cooking in.
Putting the environment aside, I don't trust anyone to cook poultry unless it's me.
Same.
You know what I mean? Like,
same.
How do I know that I'm not going to get salmonella from this?
I know.
How do I know there wasn't cross-contamination, that this is cooked all the way through?
I know.
I just don't.
It makes me nervous.
Trust other people in general.
I don't trust anybody.
Ever.
Yeah, I can't trust other people's.
Like, I would rather eat a dried up piece of chicken that tastes like nothing from the risk of getting sick.
Yeah.
And then if you're at a potluck, every person, so people have already handled all this, and now everybody's lining up and breathing over each dish. No, there isn't. No.
Breathing and particles coming out. Like, I just.
Particles.
Not the particles.
Not the particles.
Ew, it's so gross.
It's really nasty.
Have you ever watched?
I mean, I would trust you to make something.
I would trust you.
I've been in your house. Your house is clean.
It's true. Delightful.
Well, thanks to you and me, the turkey was.
please. Listen. Don't even get me started. Yeah,
we can't even tell that story. Have you ever watched, this is so gross, a video of, it makes me like nervous. I don't want to like turn toward you while I'm talking. Have you ever watched, because of what I'm about to say.
Oh, no, you got to look me in the eyes.
No, I can't.
Please.
Have you ever watched a video that depicts or that shows just how many spit particles and different things that come out of someone's mouth when they're just talking?
Yes.
It is shocking. It makes me want to be so far away from anyone.
Yeah.
Because I'm nervous. Like, I don't want to spit in your face.
Right.
But, like, because you can't see it.
Right.
Hopefully. Sometimes you can.
That's even oh.
Gross. Or grosser. But when they're behind, like, a completely black background, and then, like, a light is shining just the right way where you can see. It's horrific.
I have to just not think about it.
Okay.
You know, before I was even dating Cole, he spit in my eyeball by accident.
No.
Listen, there are no words. We were working out at the gym, and I was doing bench. I was doing chest press, and he was spotting me.
Oh.
Because it was heavyweight. I don't know what he said, but it shot out of his mouth, and the drop of spit landed in my eyeball. My soul left my body. Like, I was just like, this is it. I probably have 10 different diseases. I didn't really know him at the time. That's why I thought, right. Like, who knows? You know, this man has spit in my eyeball. I'm going to get pink eye. None of that happened, of course, but it really, do you know, have you ever been so sickened that you want to crawl out of your skin, but you, of course, can't?
Yes.
Blech.
Like, every shift I work at the ER,
like, it's just
something happens and I'm
yeah.
like, okay,
what if you could just unzip your skin and just let it happen? Throw it in the washer. Oh my god, that made me feel queasy.
I know, ew. I don't know if I'm gonna leave this in.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you make this call.
Okay.
This is a horror story from... I have two. These are like... These frequently happen.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to crawl out of my skin, like you said. It's always with elderly patients. They come in with long, thick... fingernails.
Please.
With stuff just caked underneath.
No, you're triggering my gag reflex.
And I don't know if it's feces. But then they reach out and grab you. And they touch my skin, and immediately I take one of our purple disinfecting wipes, which is literally, it says on the bottle, like, carcinogenic, do not use without gloves. And I'm scrubbing my skin with that. It's, yeah. So
God.
That's one of them.
Please.
Number two. When someone comes in with really dry skin.
Oh, and it's flaky?
And you have to take their clothes off and, like, help get them changed into a gown. And you take it off and it just, and it's like snowing skin flakes.
Excuse me?
I'm telling you.
How does that happen?
Like, it just collects. I mean, these people are. Unfortunately.
Oh, that's right. You said elderly.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like in like homes or something.
Yeah, I'm like, use some lotion, my guy.
I know. But it just collects. And then
sad.
Every time. I'm like, and then I don't want to breathe in the skin.
Oh.
So I'm like, I'm always wearing a mask.
That sounds like the start to one of those in the world movies where like the disease spreads.
Yes.
Don't breathe the skin in.
Ew. I cannot. But yeah, the fingernails, I'm telling you, there's poop under there.
Please.
I'm telling you. And then they touch you, and I'm like, okay, so I'm going to burn my arm now. Thanks. It's so gross. I can't.
Ugh.
There are a few things that really gross me out as a nurse, and that's two of them. And I just, that's so bad. I was going to say that's my 13th reason, but I'm not going to say that.
Do you remember when everybody was saying that online? This is my 13th reason.
Did you watch that show?
I did. I watched the entire show in one sitting. I was up to like 4 with Cole.
Gosh.
I was very, very sick at the time, and that's why we stayed up watching it because it was a distraction. I tried to get through the second. I thought the first season was very compelling.
I thought so too.
And there were a lot of, I cried a lot. Even Cole got kind of, you know, misty-eyed a few times.
It was very
like, wow.
Intense, though.
Very intense. I mean, trigger warnings all over the place.
Yeah, for every episode.
But season two, I felt like,
I couldn't watch it.
I felt like season one. was meant to bring awareness to a lot of these things that go on.
Yes.
Season two felt salacious.
It was just,
and I couldn't finish it.
And I don't even think I finished the first episode. I was like, eh,
yeah,
no.
It's like I'm gonna leave this as what it was.
Yeah,
take whatever value I can from it, awareness, and move on.
But man, those things, I can't.
What a turn this is taking.
I know.
Like, we're sweating stories, and then you're talking about elderly people's filthy fingernails.
Ew.
And skin dust.
Then you think dust bunnies and the dust that accumulates in your home, most of that is your skin cells. Can you think about that? So gross.
Oh my God.
Like, we're shedding skin cells right now. You have my skin cells on your couch. I'm so sorry. But at least I don't have poop under my fingernails.
I feel queasy. I feel like I'm going to absolutely be sick to my stomach.
I feel like I could do a whole episode of nursing horror stories.
People will probably eat that up, Brie. We should do it.
I have so
many. And you can
many.
Just absolutely shock me to my core. I'll just be a guest. I'll just sit here and be shocked to my core.
I think I need to do that. I need to compile.
It'll be our top rated episode.
I know, right? We'll have like thousands of listens. And everything else is like, 5 people joined in today.
You always say that. I know. It's never true. Like,
get out of the way. I just need to say 5.
There's always more people than that.
I know.
There's at least 6.
But it used to be.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
You know how much spit I probably just cast?
No, no, no. I have a...
You have a dog
here? Hair. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thanks for that.
Sorry, Rams. She's eating her hair.
Wow. How did we get on that?
I don't know. But every time the air turns on and it blows past you, mm-hmm. You smell so good.
For real, though?
For real.
I always am so nervous, no matter where I go, that I'm, like, secretly smelly. But that I can't tell.
That's one of my fears, too.
You went in the bathroom and I immediately went,
are you serious?
Dead serious. I'm so nervous that I'm smelly.
But even if you had a little BO, like, I wouldn't, you're my best friend. You'd be like, okay, we all sweat.
Yeah, but.
You would have to be filthy, reeking and filthy. And we'd be like, Brie, we need to have a conversation.
Have you showered recently?
You know?
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. But seriously, I am so paranoid about, like, my cleanliness.
Yeah.
And, like. I took a shower last night.
Yeah.
And I put dry shampoo in my hair today because mm-hmm. it's not the cleanest. And I felt so panicky because I didn't wake up in time to take a shower this morning. And then I was like, it's fine. I took a shower last night. It's fine. But I was like, I know I'm reeking right now. But
smell really yummy.
Well, thank you. It's the body spray. I'm just kidding. I don't even know. I wear men's deodorant and because it lasts longer.
Mm.
It's full of aluminum. Love that for me. And what body spray am I using right now? It's always Bath and Body Works, but I think right now it's something Sunrise. It's very like a springy.
Yeah.
My preference, though, I would always wear like warm fall vibes,
mm-hmm.
pumpkin-y or like spices, that kind of thing. Warm vanilla sugar was a favorite when I was younger. But now it's like they cycle through. They don't really keep those all year round now for you to buy. That makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to wear like unfloral notes.
Oh, I don't like floral.
I don't either. But I'd rather smell like something, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
I don't want to smell like men's deodorant and body. You know?
Musk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I get man. That. What a... I thoroughly enjoy how much of a hodgepodge, especially the ending of our episodes. Like, it's always just one thing after another that has nothing to do with the topic.
You know what it reminds me of? Remember when you were a kid in church and your parents would be saying goodbye to somebody and then they keep bringing up new topics?
And you're
that's
like,
what
please.
It's like. Yeah. No. Please give us a send off.
They're not even listening anymore.
We make the same jokes every time and yet the listens keep going up. But you're like, nobody's listening.
Like that vibe that gave
mm-hmm.
from that video.
It's fantastic.
I love that video.
I know. It's a good one.
Oh my gosh.
It's really good.
Since I feel like to pee. Why can't I just pee on the couch?
I would clean it up. I'm really not the kind of person that would get mad if you like accidentally peed your pants. I wouldn't be like, how dare you? Be like, are you okay? What do you need? Let me get you some sweatpants. Let me clean it up, you know?
I'd be like, you're disgusting. Get out of my house.
No. Okay. Have you ever peed your pants as an adult, like waited too long? And I don't mean peed, but maybe like tinkled, you know, on your way to the bathroom.
Only when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
But I could not, like, I've never waited too long and peed. I've always, I'll tell this story, then we can be done if you want. Even as a teenager, you guys, I've not had the strongest pelvic floor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, sometimes if I got tickled, like, I laugh too hard and I tinkle a little bit.
Like, well, at Scarewinds? When I scared you and you peed?
Like, at Scarewinds when I peed. But here's a story. I was with Tina and Carrie, the twins, and Brittany and Maggie, like our whole group from church. And Tina and Carrie lived on quite a bit of land. Their whole family, it was like their house. And then Grandpa lived down the road, and they all had their dad was like a legit farmer. They had cornfields and everything. So there was a lot of land. They had a four-wheeler that we would frequently ride around. Well, we had the idea to literally with a rope tie a piece of plywood to the back of it to use as a shed. I mean, a sled. Sorry. To use as a sled. And I volunteered as the first person to ride it.
This sounds so dangerous.
I know.
But was there anything to hold on to?
Nothing at all. The rope in front of you. And there's the big old four-wheeler, and you're just going. Dirt roads, dust flying everywhere, living my best life. Then all of a sudden, I look down and I realize the ground is burning an actual hole in this piece of wood. I'm about to go flying. So I'm waving them down, like chuckling, they're like laughing, trying to get their attention. They think I'm just having a blast. Yeah. They're like, what? And I'm like, no, wait. So I start screaming and laughing at the same time so hard. I'm literally peeing my pants. Can't stop. It's not just a tinkle at this point.
Was it like flying behind you?
Not that bad. Hi, handsome. But it was so bad. They eventually realized, like, oh my gosh, we have to stop. Bree's almost has no wood underneath her anymore. So they stop and I tumble off and I'm just like cackling. And I look back and there's an actual puddle of pee in the sand on this piece of plywood. Everybody knew it. My pants were soaked. I couldn't stop. It was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's
my story.
Yeah. It's so bad. So to answer your question, yes, I have.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But mainly, 9 times out of 10, it was always if I was pregnant. And
right.
I couldn't, you know.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. But there were a few times.
That's a great story.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite ones. We reminisce on that one a lot. Everybody loves to bring it up. And I'm like, okay, thanks for reminding me.
It's so fun.
Oh, gosh. We also were riding the four-wheeler one time, and she wrecked it into the electric fence that we did not know that was turned on.
Oh.
So we go to grab onto the back of it to pull it, and we all get electrocuted. That was fun. And then in that same moment, we turn and realize that the gate is open, and there are cows and bulls running at us. We had this much time to get the four-wheeler off of the fence and run it out to close the gate before the cows, they were enraged, just stampeding. I'm telling you, we closed the gate with like literally half a second. We would have been cow food.
Not cow food?
But like
trampled, maybe.
Trampled for sure.
Yeah.
I was so scared. And so that's when we decided, like, maybe we could do other activities instead of run four-wheeler all the time. It was so much fun, though. We had a blast.
That does sound like fun.
What about you? Have you peed yourself recently?
Actually, yes. So one of my toxic traits is waiting as long as possible to go to the bathroom.
That's not good for your kidneys.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
But I only do this at night. Like, okay. I don't want to get up.
That's fair.
So, I'd had a tremendous amount of water recently, and I had been holding it all night. Like, I went through, I don't know if you ever held your urine so long that you go through that where you're like, oh, I gotta pee, I gotta pee. And then your body says no, and it goes away for a while. But then when it comes back, like it comes back
with a vengeance.
It is. Your bladder's so full. Well, I did this the other night. And so when I sat up and contracted my core.
Oh no. It just let loose.
Well, it didn't let loose. Okay, I only tinkled a little bit. And then I started laughing, which made it worse. And I was bent over with my legs really close together, like fast walking to the bathroom, laughing. And I went to the bathroom, of course. I didn't pee my pants. And I told my husband as soon as I was like, I got to tell you, I literally sat up and like peed on myself. Yeah, I was laughing about that one.
I had multiple moments of like, I would sit up and like sneeze or something.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, dadgummit. And Steven would be like, you peed. And I'm like, yes.
Oh, it was so annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Oh, man. Well, we did it again, guys. We went on a rabbit trail and here we are almost an hour.
That's okay.
What do we even? I remember reading the stories, yes. And then I literally don't remember.
There've been many other tales.
Many other tales.
That's okay. That were told.
Oh, hi.
Anywho,
Oliver's up from his nap,
and the dog's all excited now.
Dogs, no, get it.
Oh
my gosh!
Y'all the best buds. Anywho, that's today's episode.
Yes. Guys.
Thanks for tuning in as usual. Happy Thursday.
Hope you're having
a good week. Don't forget to tune in wherever you get your podcast.
Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google,
yes,
CastBox, all kinds of places.
All kinds of places.
You don't have an excuse, basically. We're telling you, right. You could literally listen to it anywhere, so you better be listening.
And if you feel so compelled, we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a review wherever's convenient for you. Yep. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know how much you enjoy hanging out. Let us know what else you want to hear about. You can go, the Instagram, we're curating the new Instagram, but definitely connect with us on, what is the handle?
I'm looking it
up. On Instagram.
The handle, we are on Instagram at Not That Deep the Podcast.
Slide into our DMs. Yes. Let us know what you're loving, what you want to hear about. Yeah. Let us know if you have a fun story to share. We will always keep it anonymous. And that's it. That's all she wrote.
Yes. Well, guys, on that note.
Sorry, my dog is losing her mind. She's biting me.
Oh no.
Bring me Matilda.
Well, you guys, on that note,
we'll see you next time.
Bye.